This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Federal courts are still considering what to do about suspected terrorists in U.S. custody. And those suspects were the subject of vigorous arguments yesterday at the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. Government lawyers maintain that the court should reject a number of lawsuits by prisoners who are asking to be released from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The proceedings help to illuminate what the parameters are as the government decides to keep as the government tries to keep the detainees at Guantanamo. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Many of the issues raised by the lawyers and Judge Joyce Hens Green during Wednesday's four-hour hearing centered on the basis for holding prisoners at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay. The government says the roughly 550 foreign-born men are enemy combatants and therefore can be held at the remote naval base indefinitely. But Tom Wilner, an attorney representing 12 Kuwaiti detainees, argued that there has to be a standardized method to determine who is being held and why.
The question before the court today is to have some process to really find out who really fought against the United States, who really was dangerous, and not just taking the government's word on some amorphous standard of who they want to hold.
The government lawyers argued there is a procedure in place, one that was devised by the Pentagon shortly after the Supreme Court's landmark ruling in late June. The ruling said that Guantanamo prisoners have the right to challenge their detention before a neutral body, such as an American court. The military's answer is the Combatant Status Review Tribunal, or CSRT. Each detainee is entitled to appear before a military panel to give his side of the story. The military doesn't allow the detainees to have legal representation, and much of the evidence is hearsay or classified. But Ruth Wedgwood, a professor of law at Johns Hopkins University, says the CSRTs aren't very different from the method used under the Geneva Convention, known as an Article 5 hearing.
Traditionally, the Article 5 identity hearing was designed to be, in that context, a kind of battlefront determination. It was decided very quickly, albeit with three officers. It didn't have lawyers. It has no particular threshold for how much evidence is sufficient.
Judge Green peppered the government lawyers with questions about what is an enemy combatant. Brian Boyle, Deputy Associate Attorney General, told her it was someone who is part of or supports terrorism or even knows of terrorist plans. The judge posed several hypothetical instances to Boyle. One involved a, quote, little old lady living in Switzerland who sent a check to an orphanage in Afghanistan. Judge Green asked if that woman could be arrested as an enemy combatant. Boyle said yes. Lawyer Tom Wilner says under the government's definition, anybody remotely connected to terrorism could be held indefinitely. Wilner says this sends a bad signal worldwide.
What the government said today and what they've said is somebody who was coerced into service working for the Taliban as a cook could be held as an enemy combatant. Now, just as a practical sense, is that somebody we want to hold for 3 years in isolation? The way people have been held in Guantanamo, does that justify it?
Judge Green wanted to know just how long detainees could be held. Boyle told her that an enemy combatant can be held as long as the hostilities last. Professor Wedgwood said that's not unusual.
Under the customary law of war, you can hold someone who's caught in a war for the duration of the conflict, if they are a combatant. And combatants have been defined in older conventional wars, both as people who actually carry guns and people who do logistics.
Wedgwood points out that the war with al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations is not traditional. That fact may influence how federal courts handle these cases. Judge Green says she does not intend to rush to a judgment. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.